Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
why, after intercourse, do I feel an abundance of emotions enough to make me feel overwhelmed? I mean, I find personally that I become shaky and want to be very close to my partner. Are all women like this, or is it just me?
Women's and men's bodies go through a variety of physical and chemical changes during sexual excitement and at the time of orgasm. Specifically, at orgasm, women's and men's bodies release peak levels of a hormone called oxytocin. Although more research is needed to understand the relationship of oxytocin to our emotions, some people describe oxytocin as a sort of bonding hormone and that it may possibly influence us to feel more emotional or to feel closer or more connected to others. Women and men also release more prolactin at the time of orgasm, which is associated with feelings of contentment or satisfaction. Again, we need more research to understand the role of prolactin in orgasm, both physically and in regard to our emotions, but it may be that the release of either of these hormones or other changes that happen at the time of orgasm may contribute to your emotional response. Many people, whether or not they feel sexually excited or experience orgasm as part of sex, feel overwhelmed for other reasons. They may connect sex with feelings of love, closeness, or intimacy in ways that feel very emotional for them. Perhaps you enjoy being physically intimate in ways with your partner that bring up a range of feelings for you. Some women and men tear up, cry, or laugh during or after sex. Others smile uncontrollably or feel very sad, calm, relaxed, or even excited. Not all women or men, for that matter, share the same feelings about sex, intimacy, or orgasm. Also, sometimes people's experiences change over time or with different partners. Sometimes sex may feel very emotional or connecting with one partner or at a certain time in a person's life. And at other times, it may feel invigorating, fun, lonely, exciting, sad, or neutral. To learn more about physical and emotional experiences related to sex, check out The Science of Orgasm. More information about this book and others can be found on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.